With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Erin has exploded now into a Category 5 hurricane in the Caribbean, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm currently north of Anguilla with winds of 160 miles an hour. Quite a ways away from the East Coast, but it could still have an impact there, according to Larry Kelly with the National Hurricane Center.
The East Coast can experience some high surf and rip current conditions spreading from Florida northward as we move throughout the week. Aaron's going to produce dangerous swells and surf. And rip currents are one of the leading causes of death. You know, the East Coast is not going to be directly impacted from the storm, but venturing out into the ocean will be dangerous with the rip currents that Aaron will produce.
The storm grew swiftly in size and power from just a mere tropical storm about 24 hours ago. U.S. stocks edged back from their record levels in a quiet finish to another winning week on Wall Street. The S&P 500 slipped back by 0.3% of its value on Friday from the all-time high that it had set just very recently before that. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll be meeting with President Trump on Monday at the White House following the president's sit-down with Vladimir Putin on Friday in Alaska. The president claimed that he and Putin made what he called great progress toward ending the Russia-Ukraine war.
There's no deal until there's a deal.
Says he and Putin made good progress, but we're still unable to reach any kind of actual ceasefire. We get more details on those talks from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
After several hours of talks at their high-stakes summit, Donald Trump offered a positive readout.
We really made some great progress.
However, he came away without a peace deal.
We didn't get there, but we have a very good chance of getting there.
For his part, Putin claimed they had hammered out an understanding on Ukraine, and he warned Europe not to torpedo any of the progress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. World Vision wins a round in court.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the giant Christian relief agency has the right to refuse to hire a woman because she was in a same-sex marriage. The law allows religious organizations to hire and fire according to the dictates of their faith, but the woman took World Vision to court arguing that it doesn't qualify for an exemption because it is not a church. The justices disagreed, ruling that the plaintiff's job included, quote, vital religious duties. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There's an ongoing push to make chaplains available in public schools across the U.S. Indiana is currently considering a bill that would allow chaplains in public schools. They would provide support services to the students. Florida passed a law in 2024 to allow school districts to bring in volunteer chaplains. Texas began to allow public school chaplains in 2023, the first state to adopt that policy. This is SRN News. It's the 100th anniversary of the Associated Press's football All-America team.
Nearly 2,000 players have earned the honor. Desmond Howard, a former Heisman Trophy winner, recalls when selections were announced by a comedy icon.
I used to watch the Bob Hope All-American specials, and those were just the coolest.
Some schools honor their All-Americans in unique ways. Retired Ohio State three-time All-America linebacker James Laurinaitis.
This is Buckeye Grove. Which is an awesome tradition here at The Ohio State University, just where when you become an All-American, first-team All-American, they will plant a tree for you in your honor.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And to mark the occasion, the AP has now named its all-time team. Ohio State and Pittsburgh each placed three players on the Associated Press all-time All-America football team, and four other schools have two players each. More on these stories at srnnews.com.